Good evening. You're listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We're here from 8 to 10 with the news at the top of the hour. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Carnes. And our highlight artist of the week tonight is installment two of pianist Sonny Clark. We're going to explore most of his recorded artistry on the Blue Note Records over about a 10-year period. Definitely an underrated, overlooked piano player who really was also a first-call sideman with many of the giants of jazz, such as Dexter Gordon. So we're going to kick it off with a cut from his album called the Sonny Clark Trio, appropriately, with Sonny, of course, on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. This was actually a semi-classic thing written originally by Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein, which became kind of a favorite of the jazz community, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Thank you. That's our featured artist of the week, pianist Sonny Clark, from his Blue Note album, the Sonny Clark Trio. It was cut in 1957, October of 57 to be exact. And that's an old favorite of the jazz musicians down through the years, written by Sigmund Rönnberg and Oscar Hammerstein, called Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. So what's the top of your playlist this week, Al?
Well, I'm going to start off with a group led by Ruby Braff and Buddy Tate. And this is from a CD entitled Ruby Braff and Buddy Tate with the Newport All-Stars. And this is on the Black Lion label, which is a British label. And it features Ruby on trumpet. Buddy Tate's going to sit this one out. So Ruby will be backed by George Wien on piano, Jack Lesberg on bass, and Don Lamond on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields entitled Don't Blame Me. Thank you. That was Don't Blame Me, featuring Ruby Braff on trumpet, and backed by George Wien on piano, Jack Lesberg on bass, and Don LeMond on drums. That was from a CD entitled Ruby Braff and Buddy Tate with the Newport All-Stars, and that was originally recorded in 1967 on the Black Lion label, and then remastered and re-released in 1990 on CD.
Turning now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, pianist Sonny Clark. We're going to take a track from his Blue Note album, My Conception, which is recorded on the Blue Note label in March of 59. And this is a little thing that was dreamed up by Sonny called Little Sonny. And he has an all-star aggregation with him. Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Paul Chambers on bass, and Pete LaRocca on drums. Let's listen to Little Sonny. Thank you. was a nice little up-tempo swinger called Little Sonny, written by our highlight artist of the week, pianist Sonny Clark, from his Blue Note album, My Conception, and ably assisted there by Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Paul Chambers on bass, and Pete LaRocca on drums. That was a Blue Note album that was cut in March of 59. So what's up next, Al?
Up next, we'll hear from a group led by drummer Joe Jones. This is from a CD entitled The Essential Joe Jones. It features a lot of Basie alums, Joe on drums, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Benny Green on trombone, Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Freddie Green on guitar, Nat Pierce on piano, and Walter Page on bass. And they're going to do a tune written by Jimmy Davis, Roger Ramirez, and Jimmy Sherman entitled Lover Man. Thank you. And it was Loverman, featuring a group led by drummer Joe Jones. We heard great solos there. In order, we heard from Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, next Emmett Berry on trumpet, followed by Nat Pierce on piano, and Benny Green on trombone, and then winding up again with Lucky Thompson. And they were all backed by Nat Pierce, Walter Page, and Joe Jones on drums.
I'm going to turn to another album by Sonny Clark, cut on a Blue Note label. And this was cut in November and December of 58, simply called Standards. And Sonny on this album explores a dozen well-known and not-so-well-known ballads and medium-tempo tunes, backed up here by Jamie Merritt on bass, who at that time I believe was the bass player in the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers, Wes Lenders on drums. And this is out of the Ellington songbook. I think it's one of Ellington's better down-home ballads, called I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So. nice, easy, laid-back version of a Ellington ballad. I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So from Sonny Clark's Blue Note album, Standards. It was cut in November and December of 1958, tastefully accompanied by Jamie Merritt on bass and Les Wenders on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Gene Ammons. This is from an LP entitled The Gene Ammons Story, which is obviously a compilation, and it covers quite a bit of his career. This particular number features Gene on tenor sax, Richard Wyans on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Meredith Wilson entitled Till It Was You.
Mm-hmm.
Till There Was You, featuring Gene Ammons on tenor sax, Richard Wyans on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. That was from a Prestige LP released in 1978 entitled The Gene Ammons Story.
Next up is a composition written by Kurt Weill called Speak Low, which has become a standard and a favorite of jazz musicians all down through the years. And this is our highlight artist, Sonny Clark's conception of that particular tune from his Blue Note album called Sonny's Crib, played in October of 57. And this is a rather auspicious ensemble that Sonny formed for this particular session. It includes Donald Byrd on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, the inimitable John Coltrane on tenor sax, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Of course, Sonny Clark, our highlight artist, on piano. Let's listen to Speak Low.
Thank you.
Track from the Blue Note album Sonny's Crib, led up by our highlight artist Sonny Clark on piano. Fine Souls there by Donald Byrd on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, and the tenor sax work was by John Coltrane.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10, with a break in the middle for the news, which is coming up real soon. And after the news, we hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We've got a lot of good tunes lined up for you. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. And I'm going to wrap up this hour with George Shearing's group. It's from a Capitol LP entitled Shearing on Stage. It features George on piano, Emil Richards on vibes, Toots Thielemans on guitar, Percy Bryce on drums, Al McKibben on bass, and Armando Peraza on percussion. They're going to do a tune written by Gene DePaul and Don Ray entitled I'll Remember April.